everybody's in tip-top shape except those guys who are recovering from injuries.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're good. I mean, every situation is different. Every guy, I don't totally know how everybody's doing, but certainly now with the way things are structured, you have this long break. We have this, you know, long break after the season, and then when you come back, there's all these phases and steps until we finally get to today. You know, kind of building up to this. So, I think for everybody out here, I mean, it's so nice to be back out here playing football against each other, competing. Tired of throwing routes on air, you know, out here. So it's nice. And these are really limited now, right? I mean, what do you get, like 12 OTAs in a mini camp? So these are really precious days, you know, with each other to kind of, you got to get what you can out of it, enjoy it. You know, this is really why we're out here. So a lot of fun. I certainly think you see a lot of energy because of that, because there are so few of these.
So what did you get out of today, though?
Oh, a lot. I mean, you're rolling. I mean, today's the first day. I mean, certainly the chance to knock any rust off. You know, it's our first time going 11-on-11 since the playoff game. You know, really, I mean, none of us have gone against a defense or an offense since the New England game. So chance to come out here. And certainly we've had a long time to look at last season and coaches as well and make improvements and make corrections and changes to the playbook and technique and us coming out here. And we've been working on that for a while now and to come out and see how some of the stuff looks against in real football, against real guys. So, I mean, that's what this is. I mean, a chance to take a step and you know, really kind of the kickoff of this season.
Alex, I know how much Derrick Berry means to you guys.
Yeah.
And I know you can't, like, farm another guy's land because it's contract money and all that. But when his presence isn't here, does it affect anything? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's missed. Yeah, without a doubt, he's missed. I mean, you can't have a guy like Eric. You know, and then not miss him. You can't help but not notice it when he's not here. So definitely missed. I don't think there's a guy in the locker room. In fact, I know there's not that. I mean, we know the deal. I mean, it's pretty common around the league at this point, you know, with the franchise tag and these guys negotiating contracts, you know, as far as staying away. So, you know, for us, yeah, obviously we're you know, I know I am. I'm hoping it gets done as soon as possible and get him back here. But, you know, that deal's got to play out, so.
I know Houston's here, though.
Yeah,
he wasn't on the field, but Houston's here. What is his presence like when he's in the mix?
Yeah, I think both, you know, even having him around, you know, him and Tom, but even though, you know, those guys aren't out here taking the reps today, those guys, you know, mean so much to this locker room and to have that veteran presence and these guys that have been through a lot and have them around. Those two guys especially, all of them, have such great energy, you know, in the locker room, in the meeting rooms, in the hallways. I mean, you know, and that is a part of this, so.
Alex, do you feel like there are more distractions for this team going into these OTAs, given that you've got some key guys who aren't getting reps and with the recent brouhaha with the draft and everything? Or no?
I don't think so. I mean, I certainly haven't felt like there's been any. I feel like the focus has been on football. You know, at least on the offense. I can't really speak as far as defense and special teams, but offensive side of the ball, I feel like up to this point we've had a great offseason. Guys have been locked in. There's been a bunch of great competition. So no, in fact, I feel like it's been for us. You know, I really feel like we've been in it. You know, we've had our head down and been into the details, and you know, aren't really kind of paying attention to anything outside this building.
Is this the best collection of talent you feel like you've had around you on the offense? Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to get into comparing any of my years, and it'd be hard to even remember. Yeah, you know, I will say this. You know, it kind of hit me. Day one of phase one when, you know, we came out here and QBs and receivers and tight ends and running backs were throwing. And, I mean, there were only a couple of new faces, you know, and definitely a rarity, you know, so many years. There's just so much turnover, you know, especially, you know, the bottom of the rosters and a lot of guys in and out and different things. And it just hasn't been the case here. And we've had a ton of consistency, a ton of continuity, especially at the skill positions. And it's been nice. It was nice. I mean, from day one, we came out, and we weren't really having to reteach anything. You know, guys knew it. Granted, there are a couple new faces, but those guys jumped in and were able to kind of get coached up by the position group. And, you know, we've been moving fast, you know, since we all got back here, whatever it was, April, whatever.
You mentioned continuity. This is your fourth offseason.
Yeah.
With this offense, and I realize an offense is not chiseled in rock.
Yeah.
That it's a fluid kind of thing.
Yeah.
How much can you really change that?
Yeah, well, for sure, especially with Coach Reed, man, it's nothing's chiseled in rock. I mean, he is we are constantly changing, constantly trying to get better. I think he's constantly, he grinds over, you know, using the talent that we have and how can we make it better and put guys in good situations and take advantage of strengths. So we're always changing. I think they spent a lot of time after the season looking back at the entire collection of last season, all the snaps, and really, you know, what is our identity? Where do we need to go from here? You know, what are we good at? What do we need to maybe, you know, kick out of the offense? What do we need to add on, build on, things like that? So I feel like it's constantly changed. You know, I know today we stuck on a little tape from last year's first OTA just to kind of take a peek, and you know, very, very different. You know, the install that went in today, very different than last year's install. So, and then obviously there's going to be a big change when you add, you know, when you add Nagy and Chili in there, you know, and both there, you know, they've spent a lot of time this offseason really kind of, I think, trying to clean all that stuff up with Coach Reed. So, you're always changing.
Always changing. We'll go Michael, Darren, and BJ.
Could you talk about the bonding process during the offseason?
Yeah, you know, certainly the locker room is a special place, you know, when it comes down to trust, you know, trust and accountability. And a lot of that goes on. Like I said, I really do like the day we reported back, you know, April 15th or whatever it was, you know, starting off. Yeah, it's guys coming in, seeing guys every day, you know, putting in the work. It's joking around in the locker room. It's joking around in the training room and the ice tubs and in the weight room, running out here, competing when we run. And then carry it over to this, right? Competing when we practice and talking and hanging out. I mean, that's all a big, big part of it, coming together as a team. You know, we're all here now, and this will slowly get narrowed down to the final roster. But definitely, that's a part of this, any team sport, you know, and it's not just on the field. There is a big portion of that takes place in the locker room and off the field.
Darren, you said there wasn't a lot of new faces out there. Talk about the new faces, including rookies on offense, you know, the wideouts.
Yeah, I mean, I thought those guys did a great job. You know, I think those guys, for rookies really stepping in, especially the skilled guys, of knowing their stuff, coming out here and being ready to go. There's a lot of little details. It's not just coming out here and running fast. I mean, there's a lot that goes into splits and the formations and motions and all the stuff we have in the offense. And it can be a lot for young guys. I think those guys have done a good job really kind of, I think, paying attention, watching the older guys, especially those wideouts, you know, watching what those guys do, how they work. You know, with Macklin and Albert, those guys are, you know, really, really good at it. Really, really good about the details. So,
last one,
now,
BJ.
Now that you've been back for a few weeks, specifically to Tyler and Aaron, just what have you seen from them as far as how prepared and how ready they are? Just
yeah. Yeah, you know, they've both grown up a bunch in these few years. You know, both changed a lot, really, really matured. You know, both different kind of routes it's been fun to watch up to this point, you know, and here it'll kind of really get going. I mean, this is kind of the start of it, you know, it's kind of 11-on-11, and those guys are great guys. They work really hard. They're really motivated. They're handling it the right way. They're you know, they're good friends. We have a great QB room, but those guys come out here and compete on the field. So anxious to watch it as it goes along, you know, with those guys. But like I said, they're both great teammates, both put in a lot of time, put in a lot of work. They sacrifice a lot. You know, it means a lot to them. So, yeah, fortunate to have both of them here.